From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, and happy heavenly birthday to Hugh Hefner.
One of the things about my life that sets it apart to some extent is that there's never been any hypocrisy in it. I am who I appeared to be, if anybody was paying attention. Writing about Playboy and writing about Hefner is like a Rorschach test. It's an ink blot. It reflects typically a little bit about me and a great deal about the fantasies and the fears and prejudices of our time, because my life has been so intimately interconnected in such a public way with the great guilts of American Puritanism, sex and wealth.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Police investigate suspected murder-suicide in Marietta. Solar eclipse fosters unity among Marietta residents, and debate among commissioners on amendments to public commentary regulations. All of this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle. In a Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
In Marietta, a tragic event resulted in the deaths of 37-year-old Michael Reno and 35-year-old Courtney Dobberson Watts following a prolonged SWAT standoff that lasted approximately 7 hours. The situation began when law enforcement pursued a vehicle bearing a stolen license plate leading to Dobberson Watts' residence where Reno was present. Reno had been identified as a suspect in a separate investigation in Paulding County related to the theft of significant amounts of cash and firearms. Despite efforts by SWAT team to negotiate a peaceful resolution, both individuals were found dead inside the home upon entry. The Marietta Police Department is actively conducting an investigation into this murder-suicide case and encourages the public to provide any relevant information. The Great North American Eclipse brought together communities in Cobb County as people congregated at the Switzer Library to experience this astronomical phenomenon. Achieving between 81 to 86% totality, attendees engaged in a variety of activities, from viewing the eclipse through protective glasses to participating in space-themed crafts and tuning into a NASA live stream. For Marietta local Kathy Slow and others, this event was more than just a rare celestial occurrence. It was an opportunity for unity, bringing together individuals from all walks of life in shared wonder and curiosity. Destiny and Adam Kosarek found the near-total eclipse to be a profoundly moving, although ethereal, experience. Similarly, Chigoke Adoma reflected on the eclipse as a powerful moment of spiritual renewal and balance, offering a sense of solace and connection in the aftermath of recent global changes. The Cobb Board of Commissioners postponed a discussion on changing meeting rules to disallow public commenters from giving audiovisual presentations. At their work session, commissioners found no consensus for the proposed revision, which would have permitted handouts but prohibited media presentations. With insufficient support, the item was removed from the agenda. Instead, they considered forming a study group to address related issues. Commissioner Jerrica Richardson highlighted the evolving technological landscape and its implications for public discourse. Cobb Communications Director Ross Cavett emphasized the need to navigate copyright regulations and intellectual property concerns. Chairwoman Lisa Cupid directed members to a memo suggesting alternatives for sharing visual presentations. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Leaders from Cobb County and its cities expressed divided opinions on the proposed 30-year 1% transit tax during a meeting. While some mayors showed interest and asked questions, none outright endorsed the tax. Concerns were raised about the lengthy timeline and potential impact on future SPLOST referendums. Officials unveiled projections outlining the expected benefits and investments from the tax, emphasizing flexibility and operational funding. Mayor Steve Tumlin echoed concerns about voter appetite for SPLOST programs. The Cobb Board of Commissioners plans to vote on the resolution to place the referendum on the November ballot on June 11. Cody Rhodes, a Cobb County native and Lassiter High School alum, achieved a historic victory at WrestleMania XL by ending Roman Reigns' WWE Universal Championship reign. This win fulfilled a promise to his late father, Dusty Rhodes, a legendary wrestler who never attained main championship gold in WWE. Cody's father was marked by initial limitations in WWE, followed by a successful stint in All Elite Wrestling before returning to WWE in 2022. Reflecting on his father's influence and legacy post-victory, Rhodes expressed gratitude towards WWE executives for the meaningful gesture of returning his father's watch, symbolizing the profound personal and professional significance of his achievement. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the Wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian, and dietitian has two T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath, dietitian.
The Cobb County Chamber of Commerce unveiled its annual list of the top 25 small businesses and three businesses to watch, recognizing their contributions to the county's vitality. The distinctions include Small Business of the Year, Business to Watch, and a Community Service Excellence Award. The 2024 top three businesses to watch are the Alley Stage, Fruity Bubbles Cafe, and Wasserman Talent Solutions. The top 25 small businesses of the year feature various industries, from restaurants like 1885 Grill to technology firms like Dynamics Web Design. The award ceremony will take place on May 13th at the Coca-Cola Roxy Theater, with tickets available on cobbchamber.org/SBOY. Jamie Otis and Doug Hayner from Married at First Sight announced their pregnancy with twins in February after struggling with infertility. They recently revealed the gender of one of the babies through a YouTube video. Their children, Henley and Hendrix, participated in a gender reveal using tic-tac-toe blocks, ultimately revealing that one of the twins is a boy. Otis clarified that they'll need another reveal to determine if both twins are boys, since the DNA kit only revealed the gender of one. The due date for the twins is October 15th, and Otis expressed her excitement and gratitude for the unexpected pregnancy.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.